You're listening to the LA Business Journal's weekly podcast.
This is Henry Meyer, and these are some of the stories from this week's issue. Google's decision to take nearly 600,000 square feet of office space at the Westside Pavilion belies a larger trend in Los Angeles. High-profile tech and new media players are flocking to the region, drawn by the creative community and its access to talent. As Live Nation expands its operations globally, it's running up against regulators in different countries. The latest setback for the Beverly Hills company comes as it tries to complete a deal in Ireland. Peer-to-peer lender Solo Funds sets up downtown as it looks to raise $15 million. Hawthorne-based electric vehicle maker Change is revving up its business with a recent delivery of trucks to FedEx. LA-based art institutions are finding homes by repurposing classic buildings. Diane Haithman explores the trend as part of our Real Estate Quarterly. Also in the Real Estate Quarterly, we look at colleges and universities who are setting up satellite campuses in Los Angeles, the lack of large office space in LA, and on-demand warehouse space. For more Los Angeles business news, visit labusinessjournal.com. To get the latest news delivered to your email inbox, sign up for our daily newsletters, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. You can also sign up to get our Silicon Beach Report, a daily email newsletter with the latest news from LA's tech sector. Thanks for listening.